God,
this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. I have Trisha on the line. Her husband is the owner for New Life Body Shop, but she can make financial decisions, okay? Looking for an extra $30,000 there for working capital for, you know, equipment and salaries, okay? As soon as possible.
Equipment and salaries?
Right.
Perfect.
And signage.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that one. Thank you so much, Trisha.
And some signage. Perfect. All right. Yeah, so Trisha, I can answer any questions you have here and kind of, you know, get some more information on the business.
I don't have any questions, but what you can do, you send the application through. Did you already send the application in?
Exactly. I need to grab an email address from you and a phone number so I can get you. Excuse me?
New Life Body Shop. I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, sir.
Yeah, just so I need a email address and a contact phone number from you, first thing.
New Life Body Shop at gmail.com.
Perfect.
You sure? I could go in the front.
And Trisha, what's a good number
sorry,
for you?
Asking.
No, don't worry about it.
You can call me back directly.
347-818-7331.
7339.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, perfect. Now, I just got a couple questions for you just to, you know, see what we can do here at Fitz. So I heard you're looking for some equipment and, you know, some salaries and signage up to $30,000. Is that correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
So what kind of equipment are you looking into? Just because there are actually two different programs that we have, one for capital and one for equipment, and the equipment terms are a little bit longer because it's a secured piece. Exactly what are you looking into there?
So I'm looking for some pieces for my frame machine, and then I want to get some upgrades on the computer in the office.
Okay, so
upgrades to the building, really. I mean, I need some upgrades.
Okay, so frame machine up. So that's just like small pieces, then it'll actually qualify for working capital. So small pieces, a computer.
Not necessarily small. I mean, I just can't afford to go in bigger than that.
Yeah, okay. So we're not getting a whole new frame machine is what I'm getting at, kind of.
If I can get a new one, that'd be better than try to sit down and put pieces on something that's 15 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I want to get some new guns. And get some new tools. You know, I want to get some hail damage tools, those pieces, particularly for that, for the paintless dent repairs.
Okay. Yeah. So the frame machine you have right now is about 15 years old. How much do those run for, either new or
it's,
used?
No. It's not even 15 years old. Dude, it's like 25 years old.
Oh, wow. That's ancient. For machinery?
It's an old one. It's like a shiner. You know, like
okay.
The first. Yeah.
Okay. So what is, you know, we finance both new and used equipment. So, you know, you can get one that's maybe, you know, 5 or 7 years old or even brand new. What do you think that runs you? What do you think that'll cost you in a ballpark? Yeah. Okay. So we'll get back to that.
Probably not spend more than 15 on it right now.
Okay, about $15,000 is what you're budgeting for. You could probably find one in that price range. Getting back to kind of differentiating between the two. So just to give you a quick little rundown, the working capital is a unsecured loan that, you know, you can use for, you know, your small parts, your repairs around there, fix up the shop. But the equipment financing is for a specific piece, and that'll tend to be a little bit of a longer term. But just to give you a kind of a better idea, you know, what are your gross annual sales for the business right now for the shop?
That's what I'm saying. I don't have information that I want to give you. I don't have it as accurate as possible because
that's fine. Just ballpark it, like over $500,000, over $100,000. Just to give you an idea of how much, you know.
What was the question?
Well, gross annual sales or total revenue from last year. Like, how much do you do in sales a year?
Okay. Last year it'd be over 100,000.
Okay, just over 150, you think, or?
I can't say that.
Can't
over 100,000,
sure.
No. Small body shop. Yeah.
All right, we can work with that. Typically, what's your credit like? I know who's your husband? What was his name?
Pretty decent. Wesley Lucas.
Wesley
Lucas.
And he's the one who has the 100% ownership, right?
Correct.
How would you say his personal credit is? Like over 600, over 700?
It's good. Yeah, he's probably got everything is clean with him.
All right. So we'll say between 6 and 7 should be accurate there. All right, so basically what I'm going to do at this point is, just kind of send out an application for you to your email at the New Life Body Shop, and, how the process works there. I'm going to send you both applications here because I think, we're looking at getting a working capital loan for around $10,000 to $15,000 for you. And then also getting an equipment financing loan for, we could do another, that's not so much predicated on the gross annual sales as the equipment is. But, I'll send that out to you in a little bit here. So tell me a little bit more about the use of funds, though. I just want to make sure we have the whole picture. So you're using for a new computer.
So we want to make sure.
Yeah, give me your grocery list.
Right. I just want new office stuff, right, so I can track my information and be able to give you some highlighted stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to upgrade the equipment in the body shop, okay? And then I want to use some of it to be able to have an employee and give them a salary. You know, right now it's pretty much commission-based. And by golly, I can't continue to run that route because they're not guaranteed. Once they make their money, they're gone.
Yeah.
So
are you having trouble keeping?
I want to be able to have
employee retention.
I want to be able to retain my own because I can offer them something, which is a salary and a benefits package.
Exactly. Do you have any current working capital loans?
I don't have anything currently out right now. Nothing.
Okay, good.
If you give me something, you'll be the first company to touch me.
I gotcha.
Has been started up from our own income from the beginning.
Oh,
and
good,
everything
good.
Is being put back in there. I'm not taking a salary for myself.
How long have you been in the industry? When did you start up the business here, Trisha?
We've been in the industry for a very long time. My husband's been doing it for 30 years. And that body shop is his own since 7 years ago.
So you just started it 7 years ago. Congratulations.
Right.
When did you kind of get involved here? Do you work at somewhere else, or is this your side job, or is this, you're the numbers?
Me
the
personally, I was not involved. I was not involved, me personally. I just recently got involved with him in about 2 years ago.
How's that been working with your husband?
Trying to stretch it and growing. Well, stretching it and growing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's very, very, very hard.
I'm sure, yeah.
It's one of those things that, it's very hard to work with your partner when you're trying to make some real money.
Yeah, because, business
whatever you can do to help,
nice.
That'd be good.
Of course. So what I'm going to do is send you both the applications. What we need... in order to get you some numbers, it's actually kind of nice. You're not waiting for too long. Once I get your information from the application and I need some business bank statements and a tax return, I could turn around and give you some numbers and some feedback in about a day or two. So if we're looking at, if you can get that back to me later today, tomorrow, I can get you some numbers Monday or Tuesday. We can have a couple different options too, so it won't just be, maybe one loan. So maybe we'll get you a 10, a 20, a 30,000 for a couple different term lengths. What, since this is your first working capital loan, like, have to just kind of go through this with you. It is a shorter term loan. So, you know, we're talking between 3 and 24 months. Is that something that you feel is going to be too much pressure for you?
Mm-mm. As long as I have it, I can go ahead and make the money. It's when you don't have it and you're trying to make something with what you don't even have.
Exactly, exactly. I just want to make that clear that it is a shorter term. So, you know, if say you borrow $15,000, what are you going to, you know, what's your return on investment on that? How are you going to make this money work for you? Because I know you're getting computers and things like that. It's hard to quantify how that's really going to make you more money, right?
Well, see, yeah, I wouldn't spend it all like that. I wouldn't bleed it out. I have to basically get something, make payments on it, and, you know, just kind of stretch it through. First, I got to see what I got working with, and then I can kind of manage through what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it.
Perfect, perfect. So I'm going to get you both the applications, and we're going to see the maximum amount of capital that we can, you know, allow to give you here. And from there, I think we'll be able to make a decision on whether you're going to pursue an equipment financing or just stick with the capital and fix up the frame machine that you currently have. I think that's probably the best option here. So I'm going to shoot that out in about 10, 15 minutes to you. Keep an eye out for it. And I'll touch base with you. When do you think you can get all that back for me? I'll put it in the email so you won't have to, you know, remember this.
Okay. But give me about 24 hours. That'd be fine.
All right. Yeah, it's not too much that we're asking for. It should take you about 30 minutes, 15 minutes, you know. But yeah, I'll send that out in a little bit, and I'll touch base tomorrow afternoon. Around same time work for you?
Yeah, sounds
perfect.
Good.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, Trisha, how did you get contacted? Was it a phone call or was it a mailer?
Phone call.
A phone call? What did they specifically say? Cause
I don't even remember. The lady connected me to you, and she asked me some questions.
Yeah, did she ask you, like, hey, are you looking for a business loan, or was this our direct mail? We have a couple different marketing strategies. I'm trying to just piece which one, how you got sent over to me.
Well, she called me, and she said, let me get my supervisor on the phone.
So is this the first phone call?
Yes.
I gotcha. All right. So she asked you if you wanted a loan, got a couple questions, and then passed you on to the supervisor. I got
you. Right.
All right, Trish. I'll shoot that out in a little bit. You have a good rest of your day, okay? And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.